You're listening to SBS News.
Australia continues to dismiss China's threats of an economic boycott, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison refusing to backtrack on his push for an investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 crisis. Chinese state media editor for the Global Times, Hu Shizhen, is likening Australia to chewing gum stuck to the bottom of China's shoe, with the Chinese embassy branding the call for an independent inquiry as a politically motivated move. Earlier in the week, Chinese ambassador in Canberra, Sheng Junyi, outlined the demand for a global review could see a boycott on Australian tourism, agriculture and education. However, Mr. Morrison is defending his position. He says commentary from officials in Beijing criticising Australia is an issue for them.
Well, that's a matter for them. Australia will do what's in our interest and in the global interest. And we will, of course, continue to support moves to ensure there's a proper independent assessment of what's occurred here. I mean, that's in the global health interest, it's in the global economic interest. It's not a remarkable position. It's a fairly common sense position and one that we don't resolve from.
Meanwhile, Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt is welcoming the transportation of COVID-19 test kits from China. Mr. Hunt says securing the kits is crucial to the country's testing capabilities.
What these 10 million tests will do is allow our state and territory public health units to be able to test right through 2020 to provide us with the capacity to contain and suppress and defeat the virus. But also, if a case were to emerge, to find it and to find everybody around and to protect our healthcare workers, to save lives and protect lives, we couldn't be more thankful for what we're able to do.
China's Consul General for Victoria, Zhao Long, shared the stage with mining magnate Andrew Forrest to announce the 10 million coronavirus test kits being sent to Australia. Mr. Long says the test kit deal is symbolic of the unity between Australia and China.
China very much appreciates and thankful to the compassion, support and the sympathy of the Australian people to the Chinese people in our fight against the virus. And vice versa, we are also doing everything possible to help Australia. This project is another testimony of the friendship and the cooperation between our two countries and the two peoples.
He says China is being forthcoming about its coronavirus knowledge.
China has attached great importance to international health cooperation. The Chinese government has released information related to the COVID-19 in an open, transparent and responsible manner. And we have worked closely with WHO and other countries, including shared experiences in epidemic prevention and control, and providing assistance within our capacity.
In an opinion piece in the Global Times, the director of the Australian Studies Centre in Shanghai's East China Normal University, Chen Hong, is blaming Australia for leading an all-out crusade designed to stab China in the back. He writes Mr. Morrison's comments would ignite hate crimes and racism against Chinese people, and that it is utterly senseless for Australia to start a blame game that amounts to pointing a finger at the victim. China's embassy is publishing details of private diplomatic phone calls in response to what it calls petty tricks. Speaking to Sky News, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it is outrageous to accuse Australia of trying to hoodwink China when it comes to a global inquiry.
Well, they're ludicrous claims. The reality is Australia thinks it's prudent and sensible for there to be an independent and transparent investigation to the origins of this global pandemic that has killed thousands and thousands of people across the world. That's the sensible course of action going forward.
Mr. Frydenberg adds Australia will not succumb to economic coercion from China.
We will continue to talk up in Australia's national interest and we won't trade off health outcomes for economic outcomes.
Mr. Morrison says the continuation of the friendship between Australia and China will be based on reciprocation.
The predominance of our trading relationship with China is obviously resources based, and I see no reason why that would alter in the future. I mean, the thing about our relationship with China is it's a mutually beneficial one. It's a comprehensive strategic partnership, and we will continue to pursue that partnership, respecting China's sovereignty and their independence, and its success will continue to depend on that being returned.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.